Step into a world where stories meet sound. My name is Simar Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simar Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Fridays.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitalin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Helena.
And we're Nice on the Band.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Seth. There we go. And if you're just tuning in, welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, your hump day edition. We're coming at you live from CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Take us with you wherever you go with one of those fancy pants smartphone apps. Ooh. Or just listen to the laughter of a small child. We're there.
Yes.
Put your ear to a conch shell. We're there.
A conch?
Yeah. Look a chihuahua dead in the eyes and don't blink and you'll hear CFRC.
Yes.
I don't know how. It's just magic.
Wow.
We're coming at you live. It's the holiday hangover show, or for the Valentine's Day hangover show, where it's all about regret and misery and this never-ending winter we've been experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
The joy.
The joy.
So good.
The joy.
So good.
We got like a low-level ice storm coming at us today, maybe, and then there's a blizzard on Friday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
We just heard a new one by Zaruhi, Singing with the Birds.
Ooh.
Remember what birds sounded like? I don't either.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had in there Strange Plants with Lay Your Mind.
Mm.
Remember what plants used to look like? Grass,
yeah.
Trees,
greenery.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Seth.
We're getting somber today. It's getting a little too sad in here.
Took a turn.
It did. We've been having a great time. Seth, you've been in many times before. You've been hanging out with us this past hour. We've been writing a gold record.
Yes.
Every break we've been doing a different chunk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Song about waking up in your apartment, having some strange person that you barely remember from the night before, eating all your breakfast, and getting them the heck out of there.
Yeah.
let the creativity flow.
Yes.
You're in your happy place.
I think that, I think that the song is... It's kind of taking like it's like a positive kind of thing, but or like positive like sounding, but taking a negative turn. So I think we got to bring it back to
the angst.
Bring it back a little. Just be like, why am I alone today?
Oh, it's a good bridge. Like where everything like the bridge is just like a realization of like,
yeah,
this is why I'm alone.
Maybe that's like the end, like a repeat phrase. Like, why am I alone today?
Yeah.
Why am I alone today?
All I can think of is like the person who's in your apartment is getting close to the Old Farm fine shepherd's pie in your fridge. So you boot her out onto the street and then you realize, why am I alone? That's what we need, is a talking segment. Every good song has someone a talking segment in the bridge.
Like a rap.
Why, yes, but lamer. Like, why am I alone again on February 15th? Maybe it's because I don't trust anyone with my old farm fine foods. Maybe I should try washing my track pants once a month.
Yeah, I like that.
Something like that. Yeah,
it's very
like,
poetic.
Maybe I should stop trying to speed run through Donkey Kong Country and forcing my dates to watch for 4 hours at a time. It's a little William Shatner-esque, I think.
Or even like do. Just take lyrics from like a famous song and just incorporate them.
Yeah.
Or like the melody of a famous song and just like rip it off totally.
So bye, do not touch my old farm pie.
Yes.
Everybody, something rhymes with pie.
Yeah.
I'm grasping at straws again.
It's, yeah, we hit what's called writer's block.
The wall.
We need to reel it all together. We need to do a couple of live shows, do it in front of a crowd.
Yes.
See what works, see
Get
what doesn't.
Get some audience and reaction.
Yeah, yeah. So call in if you are listening and you have any notes.
If you own a bar or a tavern in Kingston, call us up at 613-533-CFRC and book us.
We will only charge a couple thousand for minimum a couple thousand just for our time.
Mere bag of shells, it's fine.
It's, you know, you guys are making $8 a drink. We can take us here.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think we're onto something, though. I think it's pretty good.
Yep, it's good.
What should the title be?
Ooh, I think we need to do, like, kind of like what we had, like the ooh, parentheses, a.k.a. like something where it's like in parentheses, like get out of my house, parentheses.
Why am I so lonely?
Why am I so lonely? Old farm.
Nice.
Something like that.
Old farm at the end.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Right on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Chance said, it has legs.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
I think we're going places, you guys.
Right on.
I think we got a good career in this.
You could finally give up the drudgery of being a successful musician and join us.
I would say that. But hey. We can use the platform for good.
There you go. You can find us at the Oshawa off ramp.
Yeah,
tonight.
Port Hope and Coburg. We will be there
That's
tonight.
That's right. Whether you like it or not.
I it was a funny idea that I think it was the Backsteps had where we wanted to do like a tour of like obsolete cities like that. Like just announce a tour. It's like, but it's all close by. So it's like Port Hope, Coburg, Colborne.
Colborne, you do both, yeah.
Can't play Oshawa, but we do like Bowmanville, Trenton. Like just do like a tour where it's like, but then even go like east of Gann, like Ebenezer, Morton, Crosby.
Morton would be great.
Morton's like 5 feet.
They need stuff in Morton. Morton,
not doing.
You'd probably make a killing doing a tour like that because they're devoid of like a lot of good rock and roll, I would assume. Well, maybe not a lot, but
yeah,
I think you do pretty well.
I think, and then we got to cap the show off with like a big show in like Morris Burgers, like just like the big one. This is the big one.
Your own SARS stock, but it's just you guys.
It's just us, nobody else. It's empty on it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, look, speaking of events,
I suppose. Let's get into it.
We should get down to business. This time of morning, we do our community events roundup. Insert bullwhip noise here.
I am so out of touch. You tell me what's going on.
You got nothing?
I'm out of touch. I don't know. Like I just watch reels. That's all I spend my time on.
But let's find out what's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario. It is hump day. The weekend's coming up. And we don't want to waste this beautiful season that we've been having.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So first and foremost, if you want to enjoy a little bit of winter sports action, then check out Queens men's hockey team. They've made it to the playoffs, don't you know? They're in Montreal tonight. And then Kingston, they're playing on Friday, which I believe is at the Slush Puppy Center.
Ooh.
So if you want to get down there and support the Gale, support our guys, they come into Old Farm Fine Foods a lot and buy a lot of chocolate milk. If it's ever missing from Old Farm Fine Foods, that's why.
So get
down to the Slush Puppy on Friday night and just see how good that chocolate milk.
It works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
You got something there, Simone?
Okay. Well, every Thursday at the Grad Club is trivia night.
Ooh.
Yeah. So get yourself challenged from history to politics, pop and pop culture. So
I gotta say, Grad Club trivia has got to be probably the hardest I've ever done.
Is it actually?
It's hard because they tend to have rounds that are hyper specific to like certain things. So one time. it was around about like the Latin names of plants.
Oh.
And like one guy and it was like, yes, this is my round.
I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. And the rest of us are like, no dice. And I think what happens is the winning team gets to pick a round topic for next week, like the following week.
Okay.
So it can get very niche.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun, but it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get humbled pretty quickly.
Very quickly, yeah. Okay. I went in there once on my own, and I got second place in one round.
Oh, nice.
Because of some good obscure James Bond questions that no one else seemed to know about.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, trivia, that's Thursday night?
Thursday nights at 8 p.m.
Nice.
Every week.
Right cool. on. Get out there and flex your brain. We got a lot of concerts coming up this coming weekend. February 20th, which is Friday night, KPP Concerts is putting on the Flatliners over at the Brew Factory. Yeah.
Nice.
They're quite good. They're going to be performing with the Penske Files, which is an excellent name.
Yep. I like that. Yeah.
Crossdog as well, which would be pretty good. I recently saw my first ever show at the Broom Factory about a month ago.
Who's
when
that?
Saw Fear.
Oh, nice.
That was fantastic.
Was
it
good?
Yeah, it was excellent. Okay. I gotta see that guy while he's still giving her.
Was it packed?
It was pretty packed, yeah. Mall Cops, I think, were opening. They were from Hamilton.
Okay, cool.
And the Beta 58, who I'd never seen before.
Oh, Kingston. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So my rib cage was vibrating. It was great.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah,
that.
Flatliners should be really... I really liked their last album they put out, so...
That should be a good one, yeah. It's only $25 for three bands.
Yeah, I like that.
Great way to start the weekend, yeah. Simone?
Yeah, Kingston Canadian Film Festival.
What?
As always.
That's starting?
It's always good. It's starting already.
Oh my god.
February 25th to March 1st.
There's some good stuff coming up.
Yeah, so just stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I know. I was lucky to be a part of that last year and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you were in the Slate music video program.
I was.
Yeah. So you're not part of it this year?
Not part of it this year. No, I'm going to one of the panel things, the music video thing was so much fun. Like at the Grand, it was sweet.
I missed it last year because I'm a fool, but I'm gonna get tickets. I was looking at the tickets yesterday. All of the main level for the Slate Music Video Festival is sold out, but the balcony is still nice and empty.
Yeah. So if you want to sit on the balcony, that's where the artists sit.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. And you can throw your Cracker Jacks down at the plebes below.
At the plebes. Yeah. No, can I share a tidbit about the festival?
But
sure,
of course.
Absolutely.
This is more of a funny looking. So we did I like to sing, but I have a fear of public speaking. Like if you were to like doing like, I did a wedding speech and I was like, it was not like, oh, I can't talk. Like I can talk when I'm playing because if you say something, it's like, people aren't there to laugh when you play. So it's like, if you say anything remotely funny, it's easy to talk when you're playing. But so I didn't realize at the end of the music video program, a representative from your group has to go up on stage and do like a Q&A.
Oh, I see.
And so I got so drunk and I was like, and I got up there. And I said one thing and I got a pop from the audience. I was like, hey, okay, like we're back. And then I tried it again, like something else. And it was just like completely fine. And I could just see my bandmates just up like on the thing, just like cheering away.
Amazing.
But yeah, it was, yeah, it's weird going up onto a stage and it's like full of people. But then, I don't know. I just thought that was funny.
That would be tough because, like, the Grand, I don't know what if they had the house lights up when you were doing your Q&A, but normally you can only really see the first couple rows.
Yeah.
So when a joke doesn't land, it kind of hits harder because all you're just getting is black silence.
But I heard my bandmates laugh, and I was just trying to make those guys laugh.
But I was
just like, I heard everybody like cackling up there, and like they were like waving and like doing whatever. So, it was cool. But I didn't really see the crowd because you have to come in through the crowd.
Oh,
so
I see.
So that's when I kind of looked and I was like, oh, there's actually... Because I was up on the balcony. I didn't know if there was actually people...
Down below.
Watching. Like,
right.
It's an expectation as a musician. Like, you never expect anybody to be there.
But that's one of the most popular events that they have at the festival, I think.
It's cool. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Some really good videos.
So I'm going to buy tickets today. Like, I don't care if I'm in the back row of the balcony. I want to check that out.
It's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be pretty good. There's also some other great Kingston Film Fest events happening. Like, they've got, I think, Sean Majumner's coming.
Oh, okay.
Biff Naked is coming. I think she's got a documentary out and she's doing a panel.
Okay.
And then I just found out that if you buy a 9 or 12 movie pass, you get free admission to a mixer that's going on one of the Saturdays. It's an afternoon mixer, but all the drinks are complimentary.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah. So I might just buy 9 tickets, see the same movie 9 times in a row, and then go get my free champagne.
That's
my plan.
I like that.
That's my plan, yeah. So the Kingston Film Festival is coming up, so get your tickets.
KCFF.
KCFF, before it sells out. Other things going on in and around town. I think that's all I've really got. We've got a Mardi Gras party happening on Friday night at the RCHA Club. That's only $15 to get in. Always a good time. We've got John McClurg doing a free show at Kirkpatrick's on Friday. We've also got the Trevor Walsh Band playing a free show out at Time Out Bar and Bistro. So there's a lot of stuff going on. There's no excuse to really stay in and be lame. You know, we have to wait till Sunday for the next episode of Game of Thrones. So you might as well get out.
Fair
and enjoy
enough.
Some stuff.
Where's Time Out Bar?
That isn't that the one on Days and Bath? Is that not, oh, that's Overtime. Let me look this up. I know Time Out Bar. I've been there.
Is it downtown?
Let me see. What does the Google machine say? Yeah, that is the one downtown. My bad. It's at King Street. Or no, it's on Ontario Street.
Oh, like, by the it's the where the Delta. I think it's like that new one. Okay, yeah, okay. Cool. Yeah, I was wondering.
Nice.
I always think Overtime. So
thank you for clearing that up because I was thinking Overtime. Yeah. I would have gone out to Days Road.
Just drive all the way out there.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been disappointed. Overtime's always a fun time.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have got to see my Trevor Walsh Band. I like that guy and his glorious locks. He's always had the locks.
He's
always had those locks. Oh, yeah, amazing. Well. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Seth.
I think we should get back to the tunes. And then we'll come back on and talk about nerd stuff, where all I'm going to do is talk for 20 full minutes about Game of Thrones.
All right, let's do it.
It's going to be great.
Okay.
whether you like it or not.
Egg.
Well, we'll get back to it, though. We got a classic from Billy Gales with I'm Hurting.
Ooh.
Yeah, right here on our Valentine's Regret program.
On CFRC.
Yes.
101.9 FM.
You got to sing it like your promo.
101.9 FM.
That was exact.
Do we still have the promo?
Do you want to hear it right now?
Let's roll the clip.
All right, let's roll the clip. Hold on a second. I go to the submenu, station IDs. I scroll down to back steps. Where are you? There it is.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay. Get ready to fall in love all over again, Kingston.
Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Now look.
Nice.
Baby, you mean everything to me. And the last thing that I would ever want to do is to break up with you. But you just to keep on doing me wrong.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
I keep looking for it, I hope I never find it. does too. Just put me on a train and get me back to Austin. Oh damn, I miss that town. I got them sweet tequila blues coming down. Chips and lay right down and cry. And I keep looking for it. I hope I never find it. If I get close to it, just put me on a train and get me back to Austin. No, damn, I miss that town. Got them sweet tequila blues coming down.
Take it, John. Here comes Gary. And I knew a girl, thought she had the world, with a slightly racing Spanish lullaby. When her dream came into town, she threw the whole damn thing around. Some Texas girl just loved to say goodbye. And I keep looking for it. I hope I never find it. If I get close to it, just put me on a train and get me back to Austin. Oh damn, I miss that town. I got them sweet tequila blues coming down. We'll break it now. And here's one for the ladies.
Baby, where is my Mercedes?
Girl, I'm waiting for the ribbons and the bows. I know you want two of them and three of those. And I keep looking for it.
I hope I never find it.
If I get close to it,
just put me on a train
and get me back to Austin.
Oh damn, I miss that town. I got them sweet tequila blues coming down.
Texasville. Sweet tequila blues coming down. Got them sweet tequila blues coming down.
Yeah. to the world of tomorrow.
Why do you always have to say it that way?
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Down to reconnect.
Everybody to CFRC, the place to be. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Seth, thanks for coming in.
Seth, man.
Oh, yeah. It's 101.9, the coolest station on Earth, I think.
It is.
Yeah. Name me something cooler than CFRC now.
Nothing.
Nothing except the weather.
Good. Oh.
Right now. Ooh.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been barreling along through our post-Valentine's Day pre-spring depression episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so been good. Things are about to get really good.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been pretty good in here so far today.
It has been.
We're having a good time.
Yeah.
Having a laugh. You know, we just heard from Jody Glenham with her new tune, Love Deficiency Syndrome.
It was good. Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. really quality. Good. Yeah.
It was really good.
We also heard, what is that?
Spiznergy.
Spiznergy.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day by Spiznergy. Also in that set, a new one from Pony with Clearly Cursed. We had a classic from Chip Taylor and Carrie Rodriguez with Sweet Tequila Blues. And we opened it up with an oldie but a goodie from Billy Gales. And I'm hurting.
Mm.
We're all just hurting, but we're all hurting together. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Seth. Yes.
You're a musician. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
We wrote a song today.
We did. It was a good one.
I think we kind of nailed it.
It was, honestly, like naturally, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're a longtime songwriter. Mm-hmm. You play a lot of music, obviously. Mm-hmm. What's the most like heart-wrenching song that you've written or performed?
Oh, a great question. I think I put out my first solo album in September. Off that album, there's a song called These Records Make Me Sad, and it's a very depressing song, but it's also I've had a lot of people like reach out and tell me like this song is a bummer.
Oh, really?
In a good way. Like it's a good song, but it's like, yeah, this one like killed me. I'm like, yeah, no, that was like kind of the idea. That's probably the saddest song I've ever written.
Nice.
It's got like these like violins and it's all sad and it was actually really fun to record though.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Sweet. What's the happiest song you've ever done?
Ooh. There's a song, the one I'm putting out on Friday, it's called September Heatwave.
Ah.
It's very happy, very upbeat, like indie rock. I would say that's probably the happiest song I've written, or there's probably a couple backsteps one. Like we had a song called Peyote.
Oh, I remember that one.
That was a good one,
yeah.
Which was like a really happy, not, I guess it was a happy song. Yeah, yeah. But
well,
it was like upbeat, like not depressing.
Yeah, warm weather kind of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a September heat wave coming. Yeah, what we need.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good time.
Absolutely. This time of morning, we do like to talk about nerd stuff where we, you know, talk about pop culture.
Yep.
What's going on in the world of video games, TV. I mean, the upside of the weather being so crummy is that we still get at least one more month of like prime TV
binge watching feeling
season.
Guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactamundo.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys watching anything good at the moment? Simone? What are you watching?
What am I watching? I think it's with John F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's a new one.
Oh, it's the romance.
It's called
about
Love Story or something.
He's having an affair with someone. I think I read a okay. little brief synopsis.
No, I think it's called Love Story on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just about their relationship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Interesting.
That'd
be all right.
Yeah. Cool. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll have to let us know next week
how it goes.
Because you got me onto Wonder Man last week, and that was like a big surprise. I love that
you
show.
Love
it,
that.
Was,
cool.
it was good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Seth, are you watching anything good at the moment?
I just finished Breaking Bad for the second time, yes. and then I'm on to Better Call Saul now. But I just, we were talking off air, just stick with the, like, I watched the Always Sunny, and, like, that's kind of, that's, like, my favorite show, but, like, now I'm back on it as, like, my nighttime show or doing the dishes or just toss it on.
Totally.
And where they're filming the new season now, so I'm excited. Because I find that's, like, one of the only shows I've watched where it's actually, like, it remains funny. Like, even the new seasons are still, like, very funny.
Still top notch.
Yeah. Even, like, the episodes that might not hit as hard are still, like, very funny.
Like, their worst episodes are better than most TV shows' best episodes.
Yeah, honestly. And so I think it's just because the bar is so high, but I don't think there's an episode of Always Sunny where I'm like, this sucks. Like, it's all just... And when it hits, like, gold, it's absolute gold.
I think my favorite is season 5, The Gang Gives Frank an Intervention. That's the one where they're all drinking wine out of pop cans,
and
he has that famous scene where he like belches and throws up at the same time.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Oh my goodness,
comedy gold.
I think one of my favorite ones that I just rewatched was when they quarantine in the bar, and they all think they're getting the flu, but it's just they're just going through alcohol withdrawals.
Yeah, that's right. That's the one where Frank shaves all his hair off and covers himself in
hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
He just wants to be pure.
Yeah, he's got to eat food like snow crab.
That's fantastic. Good time. So new season's filming right now.
New season
we
right
can
now.
Look forward to that.
Awesome.
Danny DeVito's a national treasure.
Also, I watched The Chair Company.
Oh yeah,
which was very good.
Very good show.
Yeah. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I loved
Simone,
it.
Simone, did you watch The Chair Company?
No.
It was very funny. We crushed The Chair Company every Sunday. It was good.
We got to get you onto that one. That's the one where Tim Robinson plays a guy whose chair, his office chair, breaks in front of his whole company at a meeting. Mm-hmm. And so he tries to reach out to the company who made the chair to demand an apology, but then inadvertently uncovers this grand conspiracy. And so it's him, like, every time you think that he's just being paranoid and it's not true, a clue will, like, drop itself in his lap. And it's wonderful.
Yeah. I think with, like, because he had that movie that came out, Friendship.
Oh, yeah, I never watched that.
It was really, but I think with that kind of humor, like, you have to know, like, the I think you should leave humor or you're just going to think it's weird. Like, it's, like, kind of, but, like, I think that he's hilarious. So, like, anything he does, it's, like, I'm like, yes, I am 100% in on this.
Yeah, like, I'm just remembering there's a scene where he's laying in bed with his wife, and it's a really quick scene where he just starts hitting his pillow. He's like, this pillow feels like metal! And
he's
then that's
like,
it.
I have the worst pillow in town.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, another scene off The Chair Company, too, where he's leaving, and there's this, like, groundskeeper, and the groundskeeper has a wheelbarrow, and he's like, what are you doing? And the guy's like, this is an indoor wheelbarrow. It's never been outside.
That's right.
I'm allowed to have that. And then in the next scene, he's got it. It's like, you're not going to tell anybody about to me within this wheelbarrow. He's like, no.
I like the casting. It's all like kind of like odd actors. It's very Tim and Eric-esque.
Yeah.
I think all the supporting actors.
Yeah.
And Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I went to a stand-up show in December in New York when I was there for Christmas, and it was the one guy from that show, Mike Britt is his name.
Yeah.
And he's the cockroach guy who's like talks a lot about cockroaches. He was the main comedian, and he roasted me in the front.
Nice.
But then he's actually like a really nice guy. Like we were just in the front row, so we happened to be like the source of all the crowd work.
Oh yeah.
But no, he was actually like very, very nice, and we Chair Company was awesome.
Totally.
It was so good.
Amazing. These are the shows that are going to get us through the last drops of winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Night
okay.
of the Seven Kingdoms.
Squire Egg.
Did my egg impression last week. Simone was very impressed.
Egg.
I'm a little Squire Egg.
Yes, I am impressed.
Wow,
impressed indeed.
Yeah, totally. So we've got one more episode of that before the season finale next Sunday. So, if you haven't got onto it yet, people, it's only half hour episodes. It's easy.
Good. Excellent.
Pretty good, yeah.
Excellent.
On to the news and headlines. There's not much going on. John Travolta turned 72 years old today.
Really?
Happy birthday.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Favorite Travolta movie?
Saturday Night.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
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 Favorite Travolta movie?
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, okay. Nice. I was gonna say Look Who's Talking too, but Pulp Fiction's probably a close second.
I feel like Pulp Fiction was probably the as soon as I said it, I was like, is that like the that's like the worst thing I could say, but. No, Pulp Fiction, I just actually rewatched it like a few weeks ago during one of our winter storms. And right. It was good.
It holds up.
It holds up still. Yeah, I got so many good scenes.
I got to rewatch the one where he does aerobics with Jamie Lee Curtis.
What about Grease?
Oh, I forgot about Grease.
Yeah, of course.
Grease, yeah. What about, was he in
what's that motorcycle
movie? Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs with Tim Allen?
Such a good movie.
Yeah. Tim Allen, Martin Lawrence, and who was the other? Oh, William H. Macy.
Oh, I love William H.
Macy. He's real good.
He's Frank Gallagher.
Nice. So if you're a listener, if you're bored at home today and you don't want to go out, watch a John Travolta movie. There's a lot of them.
JT. Yeah.
JT.
He's got a landing strip at his house, an airplane.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot he's a pilot. Yeah.
He's a pilot.
Amazing.
What a life.
What a life. Matt Dillon turned 62. Molly Ringwald turns 58 years old. And the late, great George Kennedy died he was born this day in 1925, passed away in 2016.
Okay.
But he's my favorite. One of my favorite Naked Gun actors, amongst many other things.
Yeah.
King of the B-movies. And not too many headlines to go around. Let me just see. I thought I had something here, but I guess not. And that's fine with me. We got the Mandalorian and Grogu trailer that dropped yesterday online.
Oh, cool.
It looks kind of mediocre, in my opinion.
Mid.
Yeah. I think the ship has sailed on the Mandalorian popularity, maybe.
It's, yeah.
I don't know.
You can't really milk something that much, but...
Adam, Disney Star Wars, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Other than that, I guess we'll get back to the tombs, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to think of... I don't think I've seen any good movies lately.
Yeah?
Anything more... Like, we talked about Friendship earlier. I thought that was pretty funny.
Are you going to go see Nirvana, the band, the movie?
I don't know if I'll go see it. I will watch it, though.
Yeah.
I've been so bad with like seeing movies. Like I've been watching a lot of trailers, but I haven't been going to the movies. But I actually just went, shout out local business. I went to the screening room for the first time.
Oh, nice.
That's where I saw Friendship and I loved it. It was affordable.
Yeah.
Cheaper than going to like Cineplex or not downplaying them. Way cheaper.
Yeah.
And I got like, I got a beer and popcorn and whatever for like, under $30
it's
all
fantastic.
In with my ticket. Yeah.
Exposed
and it was a
brick.
Prime time, like 9 p.m. show. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easy.
I love the screening room. It's great. Last movie I saw there was Her. Went and saw Her around Valentine's Day. That Joaquin Phoenix falls in love with his phone or something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 2.5 hours and I was enthralled.
What? Was it a good movie?
It was actually really good. Yeah. It was Spike Jones. Yeah.
I read the plot and I was like, I don't know, 2 hours of this. But.
You wouldn't think it would sustain itself, but it's actually, I think mainly because the AI, is voiced by Scarlett Johansson, who's very easy on the ears.
Yeah.
And then also she's an actual character where the movie came out in 2013 and it's about a guy who falls in love with his AI operating system on his phone. But now we know that AI
can do this.
Well, now we know that all it does is tell you what you want to hear. Whereas in the movie, she's actually like a character who like is more like a person.
Okay. Yeah.
Which they got wrong.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And it's... I want to talk about Joaquin Phoenix for a second.
Okay.
Did we see the new Joker movie?
I didn't see the second one.
You didn't see it. Okay.
Did you see the second with Lady Gaga?
Yeah. No. I was asking. I don't know. I heard it was really bad.
I heard it was really bad too.
I don't know if I want to watch. But one of my favorite comedians, Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
He's in it.
Is he?
For like a brief second, and he's got on his podcast, and he's like, "It is the worst movie of all time." He's like, "I know I'm supposed to be hyping it up, but you'll go and see it and realize it is so bad."
Nice.
I was like, "Yeah." Even the people in the movie were like, "Nah."
Tim Dillon approved.
Yeah, he was like, do not want to go watch this movie.
Wonderful. So if you're bored at home today and you want something to watch, either watch Joker a John Travolta 2. Movie or Joker 2, Le Folie à Deux.
Yeah, sure.
Something like that. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Mose.
Seth Hunt.
And we are going to get back to the tunes, and we'll come on a little bit before 10 o'clock to say so long, sucker. Until then, we've got a new one from Jules featuring Naomi. This one's called Karma, right here.
Karma.
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Toi, qu'est-ce que tu fais dans ses bras? Jouer au psy dans ses dégâts. Tu charges à l'heure ou au mois en extra pour les coups bas.
J'ai préparé mes bagages en oubliant son visage. Je sais bien qu'il y aura des larmes. Avec ou sans les mirages, je ne veux plus de ces orages. De toute façon, je laisse ma place. C'est la dernière. Tous mes états, pourtant je savais déjà. Après tout ce temps, je crois que tu me dois au moins ça. Laisse la joie venir d'ailleurs. Et Peter Hill te taillon. Faut bien savoir rire quand tout s'effondre. On pourra danser encore. Les faux espoirs s'évaporent. Ne cherche pas, tu trouveras de l'or.
Lunch, Lady Doris. Have you got any grease?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Then grease me up, woman!
Okie dokie.
need 4 stone walls to keep the vampires out, cause it's a man's world, and you know I do my best. I can't express my woman self without a shield across my chest.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. And this is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You better find yourself another boom.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You talking round just like a dirty mule.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That mule is stubborn. Now ain't that a shame?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Because he's gone, he won't be back again. Whoa.
Are brown, and we're both hungover as can be. You asked if I wanted to get breakfast, gave you a Pandora necklace, told you I won't forget this day for weeks. Four walls of your house are my favorite place to be. I've been aching for a sense of security. Get in the car and tell him drive around. I tell him I'm gonna leave this town. You tell me my dreams are crazy, that's alright. You said how my dreams are made up. As you put on your makeup, it makes your face light up in city lights. Can I say a word to change your mind? Where I'll change this time, I'll really try. Maybe one day we'll fall back in love, forget all about the man I was. I still like booze, but I quit the drug, and that's all I can do.
There you are.
Here I am.
Hey, I'm checking you out.
Oh, I'm checking you out.
What's the use?
There we go. Brand new stuff from Melt with I Love You. I love you guys.
Thank you, man.
Thanks
love
for,
you too.
Thanks for,
we love you.
Thanks for coming in. Also in that last set, we heard from Seth W.J. Hunt with As We Are. Ooh. A nice little ditty.
Nice yeah. little tune.
I think it was about trying to get someone out of your apartment who's eating your Fruit Loops,
nice
if I'm not mistaken.
Nice little tune. Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
We also heard a classic from Laverne Baker with You'd Better Find Yourself Another Fool.
Ooh, you better.
Yeah. And we had Cat Clyde in there with Man's World. And then we opened her up with Jules and Naomi with Karma. So we're coming up on 10 o'clock. We've got Seth Hunt in the quarantine booth. Mm-hmm. Any words of parting wisdom before we sign off?
Yeah. Make art, love your neighbor, and go Knicks.
Classic. That's classic,
it.
Seth.
Right on. That's right it. On.
Simone, anything that you want to project to the audience? I don't know.
Just, love people.
Here you go.
Yeah.
We're steeped in cliches.
Give everyone a hug.
That's right.
Give everybody a hug.
Yeah.
And that CFRC is the best sounding station in Kingston.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We sound fantastic.
Sound good.
We sound great.
Absolutely. Well, we'll catch you guys next Wednesday. We're going to try and get someone on from the Film Fest, talk about Kingston Film Festival. We'll pitch them our idea. It'll be great. Mm-hmm. Be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
Another Terminator movie.
Thank you guys again
movie.
For having me on. It's always a great
thanks
time.
Thanks for coming down. Yeah,
much appreciated.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're going to record that song. We're going to
hit the studio.
Yeah.
Hit the stew.
Absolutely. Keep it locked and ready to rock because The Mood with May is up next. Otherwise, we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've got a special message.